Okay, I guess we should begin. We're in the midst, actually, if you're using the Shara Bitochen of the Chovas, the art scroll, we're on page 18. The Baal Chovas HaLevavos was making comparisons between an alchemist and his ability to rely on his ability to turn copper into silver and silver into gold, which is a tremendous formula for financial success, and comparing him in many details, in many ways, different ways, to the Baal HaBitochen. And we mentioned that the idea is that the concept of relying completely on Hashem is a difficult concept, and it isn't easily a grasp in the fullness of the sense, in a deep, clear sense. And therefore, when we want to do that, we want to aid people to help people to understand, we use a mushal, the alchemist. The alchemist has this unique ability to produce gold, but he has limitations. And his limitations are painful and detrimental to him sometimes. And each one compares to his challenge, to the Baal HaBitochen, who doesn't have that challenge. And as we make comparison after comparison, we begin to appreciate the concept of Bitochen even more. Says the Ravi, the fourth way in which the alchemist is distinguished from the one who has Bitochen. Ki Baal HaKimiyo Eino Nimlat Mehazmin Mehizov Vekesef Harbi Leisor. He always has to order raw materials. He has to get new supplies. Either has to order a lot of stock and keep a lot of copper in stock, or a little bit at a time whenever he needs it as he's ready to transform it. If he orders a lot, let's say he has a lot of inventory, he's going to spend his whole day, all his life. He's worried. He's nervous. What if I lose? I spent so much money. I spent all my money. And now I have this raw material, but I have to preserve it until the time comes that I can process it. And it could be lost. It could be stolen. It could be lost. There could be a fire. There could be something to destroy it. Or it could be stolen by the melech, or melech could take it away as a tax, or people could take it. So the Baal Kemiyah, even though he purchased harbei schira and he has a warehouse full of schira that he can transform from the chishis to kesef and kesef to zov, and he has it made. He's not. It's like holding gold today at the advertising. Not to keep your money in stocks, or not to keep your money in cash, because we don't know what's happening. Gold is the most secure currency. So he says, but the problem is, what if someone steals his gold? What if someone steals his nechushes and he can't turn it into gold? He's always worried. What if he only orders just a little bit at a time, just the amount that he needs at the moment? Then all of a sudden he needs it. He's it's upon him. He has to make a whole new batch and he can't get it. It's not available to him. So either way, this man has what to worry about. Maybe the causes or the factors that are providing it will not be there. So this man has a tremendous formula. And he orders tons of raw material, nechushes, which he can turn from turning it into silver into gold. He's full of gold. He has unlimited currency. The problem is he's keeping it in storage until the time he can't make it all at once. And it could be lost. It could be taken away from him. And he's always worried. He doesn't have menuchas nefesh. V'habotech b'elokim, however, one who puts his trust in Hashem, v'tchoynoi chozok b'elokim, his trust is strong in Hashem. He will provide for him according to his will at the time that he wants and the place that he wants. And that's such a powerful statement. One who has bitochen in Hashem, his bitochen can be so strong in Hashem that Hashem will provide him, he trusts Hashem will provide him according to his desire, according to what he wants, at the time he wants, in the place that he wants. Now this is kasha yatri for ubar berechem imay, just as the embryo in its mother's womb, all of its needs are supplied at all times. And the chick inside the egg, asher ein bo mokem mefulashli korei seilu meno dover mefus. There's no place from the outside, no hole, no thing to feed it from the outside. But it's all taken care of. All of its needs are provided inside the egg. Ba'oif ba'avir, and the bird in the air, v'hadogim ba'mayim, and the fish in the water, all of their needs are taken care of. And even the little ant, with all of its weakness, has all of its needs provided. However, the lion might not find his needs taken care of, because he goes out to get his needs. They're not provided for him as Hashem provides. And he says, the pasuk says, kfir and roshu ra'evu. Lions sometimes are hungry. They're poor and they're hungry. But those who seek out Hashem, the Dorshi Hashem, that refers also to the Bali Bitochon, they will not be lacking anything. Now, this, I think, is important to point out something else. His words were, the one who puts trust in Hashem, his Bitochon is strong, that Hashem will provide kirtzoinoi, according to his desire, be'ez sheyirtze, at the time that he desires, over mokem sheyirtze, and in the place that he desires. Now, this is a very, very loaded statement. He'll give him whatever he desires. Well, there's a famous story that I heard it from my Rebbe, Zichron Levroch, who heard it from his father, who's one of the Gedoy Le'olam, who I also saw it brought from the Tabriska Rav, told it to his son, that's in a recently published Sefer of the son of the Briskerov, a famous story, that there was a machlekes, the details are a little slightly different, one version or the other, but they all amount to the same thing. The way that I heard it was, there was a machlekes, the Rashash, was one of the gedolim, his pirish in the back of the Gemara, and most masechtas, and Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. And about whether bitochin is appropriate and can help for luxury as well as for necessities. The Rosh Hashanah held that bitochin is for necessities. It's, the eyes of all look towards you, rely on you. And you give them their food in the time. You open your head and satiate every living creature according to his desire. And I guess the Rosh Hashanah learned, we're referring here to parnosa. We're referring here to the needs, to the basic elements of life. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta said no. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta said, bitochin is such a koyach that it has the power and it can be utilized to bring luxury as well. Person has bitochin, and I would say that seems to be what the Chovas HaLevavos is saying, because the Chovas HaLevavos says that he puts his bitochin in Hashem, that he will provide for him kirtzoinoi be'eis sheyirtze uvamokshis, according to his desire. That doesn't seem to be only necessities. People desire things other than necessities. Be'eis sheyirtze, at the time, not only what, but when and where. I'm here, I'm staying here, I'm not going over there. I'm staying right here, and I'm trying, Hashem is going to provide me. So it seems that the Chovas HaLevavos agrees with Rabbi Yisrael. The story, however, goes that in the argument that they had, Rabbi Yisrael said he was going to prove it to the Rosh Hashanah. So the story goes, wait, my nusach that I heard it was that there was us. He said, I have bitochin, I'm going to have a gold watch. Fine. The story goes that there was a storm at sea, a terrible situation, very threatening to the ships out there. And the captain of one of the ships says, speaks to Hashem, and he says, if you help us and you know, sustain us till we get to a port, I'm going to take my gold watch and give it to the rabbi, the first port that we dock, and give it the gold watch to the rabbi of the city. And the storm upsides, and the captain goes, searches out, and he finds the Rashash, and he gives him a gold watch. And the Rashash says, wait a minute, this doesn't belong to me. This belongs to Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. There's another version, but it amounts to the same thing, that bitochon helps even for luxury, and there's no limitation. And what I desire, when I desire it, where I desire it, that's what the Chodesh Al-Bava seems to say. And that is so much different from the alchemist, who is so limited, because whatever he has, even if he has a very abundant stock, but it could be stolen, it could be lost, something could happen to it, and he could lose it all. Not so with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer just brings one more pasuk until we go to the next one. I was a young lad and I got old. And I never saw a tzaddik forsaken. And his descendants searching for bread that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides. Now, tzaddik, usually when they use it in this context, usually refers to the Baal Bitochon. So if you notice in the Brocha in Shmoneh Esrei, when we say Al HaTzadikim, and we end the Brocha Baruch HaTu Hashem, Mishon, the thing that we lean on, Umiftoch, and the source of trust, LaTzadikim, to the Tzadikim, that's referring, the Tzadikim, they're referring to the Baal Bitochon, because the whole paragraph is referring to the same Tzoch HaToev Lecho Labrit Chemishim of MS. Give good schar to those who truly trust you. Sim chalkeinu v'moyem lo yilom, and include us, even though we're not on the highest level of bitochon. Lo yinevo yishkibachov bitochon. We shouldn't be embarrassed because of our bitochon. So basically, a tzaddik refers to a person, is a person who's a baal bitochon. So I was a young lad, and I got old. I never saw a baal bitochon forsaken, nor his descendants searching for bread. A baal bitochon has a koyach that knows no limitation. Okay, so that's another advantage of the Baal Bitochon over the alchemist. The Hamishi, the next comparison and advantage. Shabala Kamiya Tachas Yiro Vafachar Amalachtoi Minagodu Valakotum Shabaon. He says the alchemist is always living under fear about his work, from the big to the small. It could be that his work is not legal. Maybe you're not allowed to, to make gold like that. And he's always afraid. He lives in fear. The alchemist, if he's doing something, even though he has a means of sustaining himself, but there's a fear involved because somebody might be emulsion on it. That's the way it seems the pshat is. V'abitech b'elikim, yiruhu hagedoyle v'nichbadei b'nei odom. One who trusts Hashem, great people and honorable people fear him. He has the ultimate koyach. He's in the most intimate relationship with the boss. His bitochon can achieve anything. They make him trouble, his bitochon will protect him. His bitochon is all powerful. So people are afraid of him. The alchemist is afraid of people. While bitochon, people are afraid of him. Yiruhu agedoylum mishpati b'nei odom. Af hachayos vo ha'avonim mevakshim ritzoynu. Even the animals and the stones are beseeching his will. K'mesha omav mizmor, yoyishu b'seisar elyon. In that mizmor, we see the extent of everyone who is trying to find favor in the eyes of the Baal Bitochon. Now, that's a very interesting thing. Afachayos u'avonim mevakshim ritzoyne. We all know that there were two famous maisim. One was Daniel begoivu arroyos. Daniel was thrown into a lion's den, and the lions were just sitting there together with him, timid, tame. Nothing, no danger. No, they were afraid of him because he was the Baal Bitochon. The Baal Bitochon has this koyach, has this aura, has this this divine protection that everybody responds to. They can't do anything about it. He's surrounded by the Shechina. He's surrounded by the Koyach Hashem, which protects him. That's the that, and of course the Or HaChaim. It's a similar story with Or HaChaim thrown into a lion's den, and nothing. Or HaChaim was much later, not Daniel. But yeah, that's it. A Baal Bitochen has nothing to be afraid of. A Baal Bitochen, if anything, the world is afraid of him. No one can come up against him. He's invincible. The alchemist is far from invincible. The alchemist has to be afraid that who knows what could steal his raw materials, and he's finished. The Baal Bitochen has nothing to be afraid of. To the contrary, others have to be afraid of him. The Omer b'shesh tzoros yatzilecho. He'll save you from six tzoros of a sheva lo yiga b'choro, and the seventh, nothing will happen to you. It won't reach you. The rov poducho mimobes. In a state of hunger, he will redeem you from death and atzoy for inyan until the end of this. Perik and Eoiv that he's quoting, that's the power of the Baal Bitochen. Just like to mention, you know, in this Yeshiv Seser Elyon, it's called it's a Perik Tzadik Aleph in Tehillim. We say it on Shabbos morning, we say it on Metzoy Shabbos, we say it in Kriyat Shema Lamito. It's supposed to be a special mizmor that protects us against mazikim. And it says, Yipol mitzilcho elef, uravova miminecho, elecho lo yigosh, will fall from your side 1,000, and 10,000 from your right hand side. 1,000 and the right hand side, that's my right hand side, elecho lo yigosh, you it will not touch. Now, a very interesting thing. So, in other words, the Baal Bitochen is in such a matzav that he's not affected by everything that surrounds him. Yibol mitzilcho elef, 1,000 people are falling right by him. He's in a war zone. 1,000 people are falling. Elecho l'igosh, doesn't touch him, doesn't approach him. Revova miminecha, 10,000 are falling on his right side. Elecho l'igosh, he is unapproachable because he's the Baal Bitochen. The Baal Bitochen is unapproachable. It's well known. My father-in-law told this to me, who he heard it directly from the Briskarov, that when the Briskarov was with his family, had to escape Europe. So there was a field or something that they had to cross in order to get away. And there was shooting going on above them. And there was a grave danger of actually being shot, but they had no choice. That was the only way out. And I guess they knew that maybe, I don't know exactly the details, but they had to catch a boat or whatever, but this is the way they had to go. So the Rav told his children, he said, focus on Ein Oid Mavadoi. Because they have a Kabbalah actually from Chaim Ivalozhin that when a Jew is focused on Ein Oid Mavadoi, there is nothing besides Hashem. There is no koyach in the world besides Hashem. I rely completely on Hashem because there is nothing else to rely on. He is the only show in town. He is the only koach, Ein Oid Milvadoi. There is nothing besides him. And when you focus on that, has a special koach to protect you from all the mazikim. And they actually crossed that field and I guess they followed their father's directive and they all came out in one piece. They all came out okay. So there is that koach that the Baal Bitochen has, that nothing can affect him because of his bitochen in Hashem. Okay, let's see. We have time. We'll do one more comparison. Hashishi, the sixth comparison. Shebal hakemio, the alchemist, eno batuch mecholoyim v'hamadvim. He could get sick. Everything is fine. I got tons of gold or tons of copper that I could change into silver to change into gold. I got it made. I'm the richest guy around. But then he gets sick. Now what? That's he's he, the He's not batuach from sickness. Yeah, they number one, they marbe means to confuse. They turn upside down the simcha that he has from his wealth. How could I have simcha? Oh, Nebuch, he's so sick. I have all this wealth, but I can't really enjoy it. I'm sick. And because of that, they don't allow him to even have any pleasure from all that he has. And not to rejoice in that which my hand has achieved. Look what I've achieved. I've amassed so much wealth. I did a tackle with my own hand. I took the choshes and I turned it to silver. And I turned the silver into gold. And I have this secret that others don't have. But I can't even enjoy that. I can't enjoy the pleasure from it. I can't enjoy the pleasure from that which I did. Look what I did. I did it myself. Nothing. But one who puts his trust in Hashem, batuach min hamad v'mehecholoyim, he can be batuach from any sickness. He has bitochem. He's not going to get sick. And even el al derech hakapora or al derech hatmura. And even if he does get it, he knows it's doing him good. This is derech kapora. This is an atonement for an averus. This is an exchange for something that I may have done and it has to be corrected. So the Baal Bitochen has a different attitude on life. He can enjoy his life because, first of all, he's going to be batuach from these chaloyim, elo, unless it's derech kapora. And if it's derech kapora, he's also going to be happy because I'm gaining. I think this is an important point to stop on for a moment also, because the koyach of bitochon is endless, as we've heard. But sometimes Hashem, has a cheshbon that he has to take care of us. He has to do something for us, to us, in order to give us more. We have this, we carry this avera, we carry this burden, and we have to get rid of it. And sometimes the difficulties that we have create a kapora that now I'm free. So even the Baal Bitochon who really trusts Hashem, even if something doesn't go right for him, he's in a matzav where that's okay, because I get a kapora. It's a kapora. But you might ask, yeah, but if he has this 100% bitochen, so he's sure that it wouldn't happen. He's sure that it's going to be good. He's sure he's going to have his parnosa. He's sure he's going to have his health. So how did it happen? The Baal Bitochen is never disappointed. So I think that it's important to understand a basic concept. And that basic concept is the bitochen is not in Hashem that he will deliver. The bitochon is in the chesed Hashem. David HaMelech said, "V'ani b'chastecho b'tachti." I trusted in your chesed. Therefore, yogeli bi b'shuasecho. I know that I'm going to rejoice in the Yeshua, because when I trust in your chesed, you're not going to let me down. But sometimes the chesed is something else. Sometimes the chesed is a negative thing. Why? Because that allows me to achieve so much more that I never could have had even before without it. So the true Baal Bitochon, who trusts in Hashem's chesed, not I trust the good is going to happen. No, I trust the good is going to happen because I have such to trust in Hashem's chesed, in his chesed, in his rachamim, and I know how much I want it. So I'm confident that he's not going to let me down. But if he does give it to me, then I know, hey, that was even bigger chesed, and that's because I trusted in his chesed, and this must be a kapora. This is going to entitle me to more. And I would like to just mention something which I mention from time to time, but I believe it's so important for everyone to be aware of. There's a Haggadah. I don't know if it's in print, but they found it. Today they find everything in the Tzara Chochma. Haggadah from the Tosfos Reed. Tosfos Reed was one of the Rishonim. And Tosfos Reed asks a question. He says, "We thank Hashem for taking us out of Mitzrayim. Frankly, if he wouldn't have put us in, he wouldn't have to take us out. So what are we getting all excited about? What is the big deal? He took us out of Mitzrayim. He put us in there in the first place. So he says like this. That's on Haggadah where it goes. We started out as idol worshippers, descendants of Terach. As such, we never could have been zeiche to everything, bedin, to all the things Hashem wanted to give us, mitzvahs and Torah and everything, because we have in us some psul, some gam of Avodah Zorah, something there that we couldn't be entitled. So he says, he put us in Mitzrayim. He made us go through challenges. And then he looked at our suffering and said, "B'chasalei, we had rachmanis on us." And with rachamim, he was able to grant us far beyond he could have granted us with the Shuras Hadin. So sometimes Hashem wants to give us beyond what we could deserve, beyond what we can earn. And there is justice in the world. There's a system in the world. So how does he go about doing it? What he does is he puts us in a situation and we go through challenges. And then he has rachmanis on us. He says, "Oh, look what I put them through. Look what they're going through. Look what they're suffering." And therefore, with rachamim, he can give us even beyond what we're entitled. And what I believe, that's like an entitlement program. An entitlement is something that you don't earn. You deserve it by dint of the fact of some socioeconomic or some reason whatsoever, but you didn't really earn it, didn't work for it. Same thing here too. Rachamim is an entitlement. You suffered. I have rachmanis on you. I have to grant you. That you didn't earn it. You didn't work for it. You didn't earn it. You couldn't get it. Sure as I did. That's why I had to do this suffering in the first place. But there is such a thing. And sometimes people find this so comforting when they're going through difficulties. And, you know, they wonder, am I so bad? Am I so terrible? Why do I have to go through all these things? And the answer sometimes is no. Hashem wants to give you far, way above and beyond anything they can justify based on what you've earned. So he puts us through this difficulty, the challenge, and we have pain. And then he has rachmonis, and he's able to justify and title us with rachmonis to get something even beyond what we ever could have earned. And that being the case, it makes coping with some of the challenges of life a lot easier. And I believe that's the idea that the Chumash Salavos is conveying, that he says, we trust Hashem that we won't get sick. And even if we do, we know that it's only chesed. And it's all because he wants to give us something beyond. Those who put their trust in Hashem, their strength will be exchanged. In other words, they'll be exchanged for more and more strength. And Kizoras Rishim Tishabaro, the Simich Tzadikim Hashem, the arms of wicked people you will break, and the of Tzadikim Hashem supports them, supports their arms, supports their efforts. So that's I think the message over here. And once again, the comparison is what gives us the ability to see, look what the world looks like without it. That's what B'tochen is. If we don't have the picture of what it is without it, it's very hard to imagine what it is. Hashem should help everybody. We should be zeicher to hear psuras tovus and to be able to strengthen our B'tochen from day to day, from hour to hour. Surah Stavis called to.